Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting second. The center fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Schoolboy Rowe. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Schoolboy Rowe. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Benny McCoy. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Al Rubling. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bill Lillard. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Caster. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Caster. And now, play ball. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey takes first base on ball four. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCoskey moves to second. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg takes first base on ball four. McCoskey moves to third. Gehringer moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York takes first base on ball four. McCoskey scores. Gehringer moves to third. Greenberg moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caster fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy hits a fly ball into center field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner takes first base on ball four. Moses moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Bartel fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Tebbets reaches second base with a double. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe strikes out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McCoskey takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCoskey. The throw from Wagner and he is out, Lillard applying the tag. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Greenberg hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McCoy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 1 in the game. McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rowe fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. York hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman who is chasing the ball. Campbell reaches third base with a triple. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins strikes out. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Tebbets hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Tebbets reaches second base with a double. Campbell scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe is 0 for 1 in the game. Rowe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Wagner strikes out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert takes first base on ball 4. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Chapman for the out. Siebert moves to second. Two outs. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 0 for 1 in the game. Rubeling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 2 in the game. Bartel hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. McCoskey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson who is chasing the ball. McCoskey reaches third base with a triple. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gehringer strikes out. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Greenberg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard is 0 for 1 in the game. Lillard hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster is 0 for 1 in the game. Caster hits a fly ball into center field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 2 in the game. McCoy hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. York hits a pop-up towards third. Rubeling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Campbell for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 2 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caster fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caster fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Higgins moves to second. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe is 0 for 2 in the game. Rowe hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Rowe reaches second base with a double. Higgins scores. Tebbets goes all the way around to score. It's 4 to nothing, Tigers. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-3 in the game. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubeling fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Greenberg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rowe fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and 2 walks. McCoskey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman who is chasing the ball. McCoskey reaches third base with a triple. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McCoskey scores. One out. It's 5-0, Tigers. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Greenberg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. York hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Greenberg moves to second. Ed Husser now pitching. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Campbell for the out. Greenberg moves to third. York moves to second. 2 outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greenberg scores. There goes York trying to get to home. Johnson throws the ball into Wagner who tags York, who's trying to score from second, for the out. It's 6-0, Tigers. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Siebert hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chubby Dean pinch hits for Al Rubeling. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chapman moves to second. Al Brancato pinch runs for Chubby Dean. D. Miles pinch hits for Bill Lillard. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards first. York fields it and throws to second for the out. Chapman moves to third. 2 outs. Al Simmons pinch hits for Ed Husser. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chapman scores. Miles moves to second. It's 6-1, Tigers. Joe Gantenbein pinch runs for Al Simmons. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 3 in the game. McCoy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Brancato now playing shortstop. Herman Bess now pitching. Joe Gantenbein now playing third base. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Tebbets hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Rowe hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tebbets moves to second. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 4 in the game. Bartel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tebbets scores. Rowe moves to second. It's 7-1, Tigers. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 2 for 2 in the game, with two triples and two walks. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bess fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rowe moves to third. Bartel moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rowe scores. One out. It's 8-1, Tigers. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Greenberg hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. York strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wagner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tebbets settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Campbell moves to third. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 4 for 4 in the game, with two singles and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Tebbets hits a pop-up towards short. Brancato settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Rowe hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Campbell scores. Two outs. It's 9-1, Tigers. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bartel takes first base on ball 4. Higgins moves to second. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, 2 triples, and 2 walks. McCoskey hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Siebert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Siebert moves to second. Crash Davis pinch hits for Al Brancato. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Brucker pinch hits for Herman Bess. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker hits a fly ball into center field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gantenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbein hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 9, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.